Consumer groups want the Australian Communications Watchdog to regulate the prices charged for so-called free call numbers when they're dialed from mobile telephones. Currently, mobile users are charged per minute to call these free numbers, which are often the only point of access to essential services such as Centrelink and some energy providers. Welfare agencies say the extra costs hurt those who can't afford a landline. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
Calling a 1-800 or a 13 number might be known in the industry as a free call, but they do come at a price when they're dialed from a mobile phone, as Eric Oliver from Airlie Beach in Queensland experienced.
To report the landline being faulty, I had to phone the 1-300 number to get to Telstra. I was actually on hold for 40 minutes to get anybody to report this fault. And I didn't realise at the time that when I got my mobile phone bill, the cost of that call was $28. It just left me feeling like I'd been totally ripped off.
Consumer and welfare groups have joined forces to fight for the call costs to be capped. Dr. Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Service says low-income earners are particularly stung.
When you ring a free call service, if you're on a prepaid mobile phone, and let's say you're on that call for eight minutes or so, that can cost you $7.50. Now, if you're a person who's on unemployment benefit, you're only receiving $33 a day to cover all of your costs. So for many people, this will simply mean that they can't make the call. It's really important to remember that these are essential services. They're the kinds of services that people must be making contact with.
There's now more than 24 million mobile phones in Australia. That's more than the country's population.
For many low-income people, in order for them to manage their budget, they can't afford to have a landline, so they are relying on a prepaid mobile phone. Yet the reality is many people don't even know that when they make these calls to these kinds of numbers, they don't realise that they're being charged.
The Australian Communications Consumer Action Network is leading what it calls a super complaint to the Communications Watchdog. Theresa Corbyn is the network's acting chief executive.
These sorts of complaints are used in the UK, and we believe that Australia should also use these kinds of complaints because there's no other way to address a systemic problem like this. And ultimately, what we really need is industry, government and consumer organisations and agencies that use these numbers to sit down together and work out a resolution.
The chairman of the Australian Communications and Media Authority was unavailable to speak with AM. However, in a statement, ACMA says it takes the issue seriously and has been assessing matters relating to call costs from mobile phones to 1-800 and 13 numbers. ACMA says a consultation paper will be issued in coming weeks.
Bronwyn Herbert reporting.